Hi, and welcome to Moving Through Motherhood, a podcast for mums who want to move more mindfully through all stages of motherhood, including pregnancy, postnatal, and beyond. I'm Jen Mazur, founder of Mum's Yoga Club, and I'm here to support you in motherhood through conversations about movement, mindset, motivation, and so much more. So let's get started with today's episode. Welcome back to Moving Through Motherhood. I am very, very excited this week to be joined on the podcast by Sarah Stokes, who is the founder of Skin to Skin, an amazing skincare brand for mums. So tell us all about it. Sarah, thank you first for joining us. How are you today?
I'm very good, Jen. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited.
So yeah, just introduce the brand Skin to Skin. I've been following you, so I kind of have a bit of an idea about what's going on, but introduce your brand to our listeners. Tell us all about it, who it's for.
Yeah, absolutely. So our tagline is we are an expert-led active facial skincare brand developed specifically for women who are trying to conceive, pregnant, breastfeeding, and postpartum. We are designed by dermatologists, we're formulated by scientists, and we're trusted by mums. Our brand, you know, it's something that I thought of when I was pregnant myself. So I used to work in the music industry prior to starting a skincare brand. And whilst I was pregnant with my first daughter, I really, really struggled to find skincare products that were suitable for my skin. It was during lockdown when I had my first daughter in 2020. So getting appointments with GPs or dermatologists was kind of few and far between. And, you know, my midwife appointments, they couldn't really tell me what was going on with my skin. And like, it was pretty bad. Like I was, you know, you've had like the common acne and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it was actually the sensitivity that really got to me, because it was like all of my skincare products that I had been using were like burning my skin, even down to like my cleansers. I was like, what is going on? Like, just like my whole body was changing, and no one really tells you that. No one tells you of, like, obviously your body grows whilst you're, you know, your baby's growing inside you, but all of the other stuff that happens around that, I just wasn't really aware, and no one was really like informing me of this. So I was carrying on like normal with all of my skincare routines, swapping and changing products. But it wasn't until I was 6 months pregnant that I went to go buy my restock all of my products, that the woman who was selling me my skincare products was like, you can't be using any of this. It's all retinol. And I was like, what? What's wrong with retinol? And she was like, well, it's vitamin A. You're not supposed to use it during pregnancy, because not only is it destroying your skin — my skin was like, she had like burn marks all around my eyes — but she's like, it can be really harmful for your unborn child. So it goes into the bloodstream and it can affect the growth of your child in high doses. So, you know, I was using the highest dose you can buy twice a day, sometimes three times a day, especially if I was going to the gym, having a shower, putting it back on my skin again. So obviously that was, you know, very upsetting. I also had been spending a fortune on all of these products that like had no safety labels on there to say that they weren't suitable. There was no information on their websites, nothing. So I was really kind of felt like I was like really let down by the brands, but just the industry in a whole. Like, it just felt like we were just so sidelined almost, in terms of just like not being given this information. So, you know, you're not supposed to drink alcohol, you know, you're not supposed to drink or eat sushi or eat pate or whatever, but you don't know about the skincare products and also supplements. That's another big thing. Like, a lot of multivitamin supplements have vitamin A in there, and actually that's really dangerous because you're ingesting it. So again, you know, there's just has to be so much more kind of awareness. So I went to my local retailer to buy my, well, change my skincare routine and products. And I was met with, like, there is nothing for pregnant women. Everything's for your body. So she sent me to the maternity aisle, and I was met with, you know, the stretch mark creams, the nipple balms, all the products that look like they're for mom and baby. And I was like, wow, okay, so this is what I'm like offered now. Like, I'm forgotten about. Sarah's gone, mom is here, and everything has to be around the baby, which, not like, not to sound selfish, but you know, you can't parent with a glass half empty, as they say.
Yes, completely.
So yeah, I just felt like, wow, like, my identity's now gone. I am now mom, and anything that was for me is kind of taken away from me. So, I really struggled to find the right products. There was loads of trial and testing. Like, I felt like I almost had a science degree by the end of it, by knowing all of the kind of ways to say retinol or high levels of actives. I learned then, like, actives, actually, as much as I love actives, and we have actives in our products, but all of the products that were on the market were had really high levels, so they weren't suitable for my really sensitive skin. So when I was putting it on, it was like burning, like hyaluronic acid, which isn't actually a really strong ingredient, but like people were putting really high percentages in there that was like really affecting my skin, and like I just was like bright red every time I put anything on. I just looked like a tomato. So so it was a lot of trial and error, and then so fast forward 2 years, I got pregnant again with my second daughter, and before I even took a pregnancy test, my skin just completely flared up. So I got the really bad acne, but it was like under my skin, like those like really hormonal, like, oh, it was so painful.
Bumps almost, yeah.
And like really dry skin, like all over my body. And then so I was like, look, this is crazy. It's 2022. Why is no one making something like this? And why is it that, like, how many millions of women have ch children across the world? And like, there's nothing there for them. So I started doing my own research whilst working away with my bands. And I was just like, this is crazy. Why is no there's nothing there? And there wasn't really a clear indication to why. It just no one was doing it. So I started doing my own surveys. We did a survey, an independent survey on 130 pregnant, breastfeeding, and trying to conceive women to really find out what their pain points were. And the results were shocking, good for me because it really solidified what I was trying to do, but also shocking for the fact that so many women were feeling how I was feeling. So, 90% of women suffer from complex skin issues during pregnancy. 93% of women didn't know, or had or felt like there was a lack of information and awareness on what they could and couldn't use, and 83% didn't know what they could use when they go into the stores like Boots and Superdrug and all of the other kind of big retailers that that women go to for their skincare. So I was like, right, I'm onto something. I really want to do this. And as we kind of said before we started this podcast, it's like when you're a mom, you're now fighting for survival for your kids as well as yourself. And one thing that was so important to me was time, and like having time with my kids, having time to bring them to nursery and bring them home at a reasonable hour. My daughter was in nursery from 8 till 6 every day, which was just insane. And she was wrecked, and it was just like it wasn't fair. So yeah, I really wanted, I've always wanted to start my own business. I've always wanted to, I've always had that entrepreneurial kind of spirit. So, I felt like, right, this is the idea. I feel so passionately about it. It's something that I suffered from. So I am my target audience. So from, yeah, my daughter was 3 months old. So I decided then to quit my job and do this full time. So it started off on my kitchen table, and we very quickly snowballed. So the first thing I did was I contacted some dermatologists, because that was the first, well, the most important part is really formulating the products and making sure that we were making the best possible products for these women. So I was so fortunate to meet Professor Katrina Ryan, who's our consultant dermatologist. She's also a clinical professor in University College in Dublin, and she's the most amazing clinic called the Institute of Dermatologists in Dublin as well. So she came on board literally the very beginning, helped me design the product. So we, from the survey that we did, we really found the another pain point that women really struggled with when, all stages of motherhood was time. So we were trying to create a range that was time sensitive. So, we only had it's a 3-step regime, and it really is, covering all the bases that women were suffering from. So it's the acne, it's the dry skin, it's the hyperpigmentation, etc. And condensing it into 3 products that literally you can do under 5 minutes.
What are the products? Tell us the products that you have available.
Absolutely. So we have our Glow and Go daily moisturizer with a mineral SPF 30. This is an incredible product. It's basically like a 3-in-1. So we've got two of these, a light tint and a deep tint. The light tint is for skin tones 1 to 4, and the deep tint is skin tones 5 to 6. However, they're really, really sheer, so you can, like, everyone can use. So today I've got a mixture of the light and the deep. So I've literally thrown my foundations away now. I just use this and it gives me like the most amazing glow, and just enough coverage where it kind of gives you that like no makeup look. But then it has, high levels of, well, high levels, a high enough level of niacinamide, hyaluronic acids. You're getting that beautiful hydration, beautiful glow, and it's also helping with that skin tone, evening skin tone, and helping with hyperpigmentation. And then it has that mineral SPF. So I'm not sure if you're aware, but a chemical SPF, if when you put it onto your skin, it actually goes into your bloodstream from first use. So it's really advisable, not just for people through motherhood, but everyone, to switch to a mineral SPF, which sits on top of your skin and deflects the sun. But also the zinc oxide in there, is a really great antioxidant as well. So it really promotes skin health. So we have a SPF 30 in there. There's very, very little difference between a 30 and a 50. I think it's more psychological. People think 50 is like way more coverage than a 30, but actually it's very, very minimal.
Okay.
And we have shot loads of content with our medical advisory board, and one, this is a topic. So check out our socials, because there is a whole video there from a consultant dermatologist who's a professional in this field talking about this exact topic of SPF. But so yeah, so this product is it's a bit of a 3-in-1. It's great because you can just whack it on, run out the door, go on your school run, go to work, whatever you need to do, and you're covered. You've got your SPF in there. You just look so glowing, and you've got like that little bit of coverage just to even out your skin tone. Then we have the Balancing Act Gel to Oil Cleanser. So this is an amazing product to literally get rid of absolutely everything. So you're getting rid of your impurities, your pollution, your makeup, even your waterproof mascara, all in one cleanse. And this is really beautifully hydrating. So you're not getting that stripping feeling, which quite a lot of cleansers do. But the whole idea of this product was to try and eliminate time. No double cleanse, there's no need. And also double cleansing isn't great, especially for those who have sensitive skin and you're not, you're just doing too much. This is less is more kind of approach. So we have vitamin E in there, maracuja oil, jojoba oil, so to really help hydrate the skin. But there's been many a time where I've used this product and like my kids need me, or something's happened where I don't have time to put my moisturizer on, and my skin feels so hydrated that I actually don't even notice. You don't have that real tight feeling that sometimes you can get. And then we have the multitasking face serum, which is our retinol alternative. So obviously retinol is a no-no during pregnancy, but people use retinol because of the anti-aging properties that they have, the kind of anti-acne properties that they have. Which is like it was a big pain point for me when I had to change all my skincare products because retinol was like my go-to for years. But this is an insane product. It kind of ticks every single box. It does the anti-aging, it does the anti-blemish, it evenates your skin tone, and it gives you really great hydration. So the kind of key ingredients in this is astaxanthin, which is like 10 times more potent than a vitamin C, so it gets that real glow. But it is clinically proven. They've done their own clinical trials, and this is it's the it goes under a brand name called Algactive Uplift, which is the ingredient that's in ours. So the astaxanthin already has clinical trials on its own for improving fine lines and wrinkles, and just firming the skin. Actually really good for stretch marks, so it's kind of a bit of a multi-use here. So if you do have stretch marks, you can put it on those kind of targeted areas. But yeah, it's definitely the hero ingredient in there. And then we have azelaic acid, which is we actually have a derivative of this instead of the pure form. And the reason why is azelaic acid is probably the most famous and most popular anti-acne ingredient that women use during pregnancy, because it is a lot more safe to use, but also the side effects of that have like a drying effect. So we've used the derivative, so we've kind of got rid of the drying effect, and we've kept all the good bits in there. So it's really, really great for those kind of like blemishes, anti-acne, and really preventative more than, just fixing it at the time. It's like start using it straight away and you just won't get any. So I used to have really bad like hormonal skin. So anytime I was getting my period or if I was dropping feeds during breastfeeding, like I would get like all of these little spots underneath my jawline and like they would never come out, but like you could feel them. And like if you take photos or videos and stuff, like you could like see those. It used to drive me nuts and like I could never really figure out what to do. And I was like heavy exfoliating and all of these things actually were just irritating it. But as soon as I started using this product, like I've been using all of our products now religiously for about a year. My skin health has never been better. Like, yeah, all of the little spots are gone. I only kind of get blemishes when I've probably indulged a little bit too much in the old chocolate. But other than that, like, yeah, my skin has never been clearer. And again, there's just so much jam-packed, amazing ingredients in this as well. We've got peptides, we've got bubiband and peptillium, which are really, really strong peptides that are really, really great to the skin, regenerates the skin's health, but also helps with anti-acne and blemishes and skin tone. So again, it's really great for those women who are suffering from those kind of, acne blemishes during those kind of hormonal periods. And then finally, we have our Sleep Cheap Night Cream. So I feel like this is going to be our hero product. It is so luxurious. It's like this medium weight, beautifully textured night serum or night cream that just really just ends the day in such a beautiful way. Really cocoons your skin. So it has the hero kind of ingredients in there is ectoin, ceramides, hyaluronic acid. And the whole point of this product is to really hydrate the skin, but offer an opportunity for your skin to repair itself. So not only is sleep really important for your brain health, but it's really important for your skin health because skin repairs at nighttime. It's when your whole body regenerates. So this is an opportunity for your skin to just calm down, everything's really calming. It's really like promotes repair. So we've actually got clinical trials on this product too, and it is clinically proven to repair and restore the skin's natural barrier. So the skin's natural barrier is so important because that's the thing that protects you from all of the things that come to you, your pollution, free radicals, sun, everything. So it's really important to protect that and to really strengthen that because that will help with your the acne and any kind of issues that you have with your skin. So it's really promoting, but like the next morning your skin just looks and really feels hydrated. So we've done user trials and clinical trials across all of our products. But I had a really good feedback on this particular product. So we did all of our user trials were done on pregnant women. So we did user trials on 50 pregnant women across all of our products. And this one we had a result, it was like 87% of women agreed that their skin looked like they had 8 hours sleep after using this product. I was like, yes, that is amazing because it does. It makes you look and feel like you're well rested
That
when
we're not as tired as we feel.
yeah,
Oh,
exactly.
I
So those
love
mums, we're there for the mums who are up multiple times at night with their little ones, or when you're pregnant. I had
that.
really bad insomnia during pregnancy, so
Yeah, definitely.
it kind of covers all of that. But yeah, it's like a beautiful range. I'm so excited for it to now be out and for everyone to try it.
Absolutely. What I do love is that it's only three products. When you said that, I was like, yes, there is nothing that frustrates me more as a mum when I see someone's skincare routine and it's like seven steps. I'm like, one, I just
I
don't have
don't
the
think they have
brain power
kids.
to even know what each of these things are
Yeah,
for.
I think
And
people doing them don't have kids
yeah,
because who has
absolutely.
time for
No,
more than
or
three
the
or four
energy. It's like,
steps?
I just want something so quick just because I just can't wait to lie down and just get
100%.
into bed. So I love that. I think that's so brilliant. And we can use these products, as you said, then from pregnancy right through into if you're breastfeeding or just recovering from pregnancy and then carry on using them afterwards, I guess, as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's absolutely nothing stopping anyone from continuing to use these products. They're really good for sensitive skin for anyone who, doesn't have to be during your pregnancy journey, but if you have rosacea or eczema or anything like that. Like these products are really great for that. We've done sensitivity tests for every single one of our products and non-comedogenic tests as well. So, we've done every test you can possibly do under the sun on these products. But yeah, they are perfectly fine for sensitive skin. We've made sure that whilst we are an active skincare brand, all of our products have the safe levels of actives in there that is suitable for this cohort of women, but also for people who have sensitive skin. So when you are, so when we're formulating our products, I'll go a little bit scientific for you. So when
Go
we're
for it.
formulating our products and when we're choosing our ingredients, the supplier gives you a data sheet on each of the products. So they do their own data. So they say, for example, hyaluronic acid, the optimum amount is 0.1%, and that will give you the results that we are claiming that this product will give you. So a lot of brands put quite a lot of higher actives in there or high percentages in there because they want fast acting results. So, which is great in the short term, but in the long term, your skin does get irritated by this, and it does break down that skin's natural barrier. So we have included all of our ingredients whilst they have actives in there. They are at the optimum level that is recommended that will give you the results, but without giving you that really high irritation. So yeah, it's definitely, for people who have hormonal skin, like I've always struggled with hormonal skin. Anytime I get my period, my spots come out. So these are really great for those people who suffer from that. But it's all about preventative. It's when you get bad skin, it's so important that you psychologically, like, it's a marathon, not a race. You have to have a really good regime all the time to make sure that you're maintaining skin health. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's not fast results. This is all about, promoting a really good, healthy, routine for your skin. Just
Yeah,
like
I think with
body.
anything, that's the case, isn't it? Any sort of quick fix, as you say, it might seem good in the short term, but 6 months, 12 months down the line, that's not what you want. It's like sometimes you have to, to take it slowly and do the right thing slowly and consistently to get the correct results, doesn't it? What is the reason that our skin changes so much in pregnancy, and what are the common symptoms that tend to show up for pregnant mums, do you find?
So it's hormones. There's pesky things in our bodies. So obviously we all have hormones, but women have a lot more active hormones, specifically through different periods of their life. So puberty is what everyone experiences. But then when you're having children, you have the biggest influx of hormones in such a condensed period. It's the biggest influx that you'll ever experience in your whole life in such a short amount of time. So not only are you getting that when you're, getting pregnant and when you conceive, but people who are going through IVF are being pumped with hormones well before they're even pregnant. It takes an average, which I thought was a shocking statistic, was the average time amount of IVF treatments a woman has to have a successful birth is six. So that could be years of just constant hormones being pumped into your body. So yes, it's the skin issues happen from the hormones, hormone drops, especially during postpartum as well. It takes 2 years for a woman's hormones, up to 2 years. It all depends on breastfeeding. But it could take a woman up to 2 years for their hormones to return to a normal level. But then you're getting your period, so your hormones go up again, down again every single month. Then you've got nice menopause to await you too. So you've got all of those. So, I think there is definitely the one thing that really was an eye-opener on this whole journey is there's such a lack of research into women's health, which is a topic obviously at the moment with the women's healthcare gap, but there is no research on women. Like they only started including women in clinical trials on all products in like the mid-90s. We best de definitely need to fact check that, but it was something I definitely read recently about the fact that, paracetamol or all those kind of medications that we take all the time, they only started testing them on women like in the 90s. I was like,
That's shocking, isn't
yeah,
it?
it's insane. So, there's definitely now that obviously people are talking about it and women are included in clinical trials, all of our trials were done on women. Not one man
Love
was the product that we tried
it.
on. But there's definitely a movement towards skincare for hormonal changes because we're obviously getting the data now of what effects it has. So what effects does it have? Increased acne, because that's the one thing that women are really seeing visibly. But then you're getting the sensitivity, so your heightened sensitivity, especially when you're getting those kind of influxes of hormones. Hyperpigmentation is a big thing. You know, that pregnancy mask is a common term for that, especially the darker skin tones. So, like, you know, when you get blemishes, they can get the scars really easily, and it's really hard to get rid of them. So, you know, it's the scarring, it's the pigmentation, and then dry and itchy skin as well. So obviously your skin is stretching from obviously growing a baby inside you, so you're getting that really itchy, tight skin. But then on the other side, some people have really bad eczema and psoriasis and things like that, and actually it can clear it up, which is amazing. So that's
Oh,
a
I have
side effect.
psoriasis. So interesting. I developed psoriasis after having my second about 6 months later, and apparently it's quite
Interesting.
common after having babies because of hormones. But yeah, I am trying that because it's very, very annoying. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And it's like, you know, you don't want to be using steroid creams.
No, exactly.
Like, you know, why does it have to be so clinical? Like, actually, you know, I think I think people are starting to be a little bit more aware of what they're putting in and on their bodies, and like making sure that they're not covering themselves with toxins, because,
Exactly.
you know, the increase in cancers and all these things, it's so terrifying. So,
And as you say, those things, probably going back to it, those steroid creams and things probably haven't really been tested on women and what effects they do have on our hormones month to
yeah.
month or three. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'd have to, as you say, we'd have to look into that, but it would not surprise me to find out that no one's really tested
Yeah.
the effect that a steroid cream has on a woman.
Totally. And also, it's like you don't want to be putting steroid cream on your body and then going and hugging your kids, kissing your kids, and then you're covered with all these toxic ingredients. Like, it's the same with retinol. Like, you know, I'm still breastfeeding. I'm gonna stop soon, hopefully. My son's obsessed. Yeah, first thing I'm gonna do, get back on the retinol again. And the reason why I'm not really doing it is because I'm so in such close contact with her, my skin is so sensitive. So even when I drop a feed, my skin flares up, just gets really red. So yeah, I'm trying to avoid kind of the retinol. So I'm using my multitasking face serum. Yeah, I'm so conscious of putting that on her skin, because obviously their skin is delicate and you don't want to be putting things on there that really isn't suitable for anyone. That's not until they have like mature skin.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds absolutely fantastic. So needed. Anyone listening who wants to try, I'm sure there are plenty. Where can we buy the product?
So we are nationwide with Boots, which is super exciting. So yes, you can go on our website. We'll have a map there of which Boots stores that you can buy it in, and then you can also purchase on our website.
Amazing. I will drop all the links in the show notes as well, so everyone can just click straight through to your website and go and find out a lot more about it. Now, we always end with our quick fire questions that I ask every mum who comes on the podcast. So, first one is, what do you wish you could tell every mum on the planet?
Stop listening to unsolicited advice. Listen to your gut, and just ignore all of the unsolicited advice. It used to drive me nuts.
I love that answer. I've not had that answer before, and it's so true. That's a big part of what I do. It's like, listen to yourself.
Listen to
What
your
is your
gut.
gut telling you? We are so much more intelligent and have so many more answers than we think we do. I love
Think
that.
people don't trust their intuition enough. And I think when you're a mom, you that voice, that intuition gets louder, 100%. So yeah, listen to yourself.
Yeah, I love that. What's one small thing you do every day that makes a big difference in your life?
No phone hour. So when I pick my kids up from school, until they go to bed, so we've got like 2 hour, 2.5 hour window, and I just put my phone down. I have like an alert on it, so if, like, my husband calls, you know,
Yes.
work calls, very important work calls, they come through. But like other than that, it's on a do not disturb, and it's just me and my kids. And actually, I find it just really nice to just be silly and fun with them, and just like takes the seriousness out of the day.
Yeah.
And then yeah, as soon as they go to bed, I'm back to work again. But it's nice, that 2.5 hour window of just like mom time is just really important to me.
Love that. Love that. What is your favorite way to recharge when motherhood or life feels overwhelming?
Nature, just getting out for a walk, just like, yeah, going out and naming things that I see. So I'm trying to like train my brain not to like go into work mode or thinking of my forever to-do list that
Yes.
moms have. But yeah, just trying to be present. I think that's I find it really hard to do that actually. But I think naming things that I see in my head, obviously not going to talk to myself while on the walk. But yeah, I find that really grounding, just having nature, fresh air.
Love that. Yeah, absolutely second that. So good for you. Oh, well, thank you so much. It's been so lovely to hear all about your brand, the story behind it, and thank you for creating this because, as you say, it's been so needed. So I am very excited to see how it all goes. And thank you so much for joining us.
And I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll see you all again next week. Bye.